This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. You can find our podcast in the Google Play Store for Android users, on iTunes for Apple users, and on the Stitcher app, which is available on all platforms for both tablets and phones, and also on Apple AirPlay within cars. Please rate and review us on those platforms. Also, give us a like on Facebook, and please follow us at With an Ohio Bias on Twitter. You can always listen to any of our podcasts at withanohiobias.com as well.
Matt, if you are up for it, I want to take care of Degenerate Nation. Are you up for a little against the spread? I don't need you to break it down too much, but just kind of your take versus what the number is.
Interesting, yeah. I'm not a big betting guy, but I think I can give you some answers here.
All right, let's start with the Ohio teams. Those are the ones of interest. Xavier doesn't have a line yet, so we'll leave them out of it. But Wright State getting 12.5 against the Vols.
I really like the freshman Love, not to be confused with the former Xavier Musketeer Jason Love, but that they have for Wright State down low. And I think he's going to be able to play as a young guy better than people might expect just because Grant Williams, who was so good in the SEC this year for Tennessee, he's 6'5". So it's 6'9 versus 6'5". Obviously, Grant Williams is the better player. But because of that, I think it could be closer than that.
Okay. Next one. The Ohio State University taking on South Dakota State. Ohio State minus 7.5.
I think they win by more than that. Yeah, I definitely think they – I mean, Mike Dom is going to have a big game, but in terms of the entire team, I don't think they have a big game. So I think Ohio State is going to win pretty easily.
Okay, and then the last Ohio team, the Bearcats, taking on the Georgia State Panthers. Is it the Panthers?
I believe it is the Panthers.
Yes, it is the Panthers.
Okay, that's what
now,
I thought.
RJ Hunter.
I should double-check stuff before I randomly say it.
So speaking of RJ Hunter, Ron Hunter, he is still the coach there. He, in his conference tournament, just had so many great moments in terms of
Still wheeling around down there in Georgia. Go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, so Ron Hunter, I mean, he is going to keep teams at least competitive for a while just because of the kind of guy he is and the way he motivates his kids. But in terms of what's out there on the court, I just don't see it. I think Cincinnati's going to win by more than that.
So you got Cincinnati by more than 15 points against Georgia State.
You know what? I'm going to change that. I forgot it was 15. Some reason I thought I heard you say 12. I will say it's within that because Cincinnati does not have the most depth, and you have Georgia State is very battle-tested, getting through a very tough, yet again, Sun Belt tournament. So I'll say switch it up on you. Sorry about that.
All right.
I'll say it'll
no,
be within
right.
15.
Yeah, because the reason I asked it, I was like, Cincinnati has a hard time scoring the basket. So those 15 points are more like 22 points for them. In my mind, anyway. All right, let's get to some of the major attractions. Maybe the game of the opening round, Davidson versus Kentucky. Big Blue Lane, 5 points, minus 5 for Kentucky against Davidson.
I think they're going to win by more than 5 points. They just have way too much team size, team length.
Okay. Next one, our MAC team, Sunny Buffalo. The guard play there going, they got a bad matchup. I mean, that underseeding of Arizona not only screwed them, they screwed Buffalo too. But can they cover the line? The line is 8.5. There's Buffalo's getting 8.5.
I'm going to answer that one. Hell no. I'm going to answer that one. Hell no.
Yeah, that one's tough. Both teams got underseeded so hard in this game.
Yeah.
And Arizona, it's so glaring that Buffalo, I really wanted to pick them going through. But they just don't have what it takes. They just have a lot of good wing play, guard play, but up front, especially against maybe the number one overall pick, the 2018 NBA draft, DeAndre Ayton. I just don't see them being able to stop him from going for 25 and 15. So,
The one thing about that Arizona team that I think goes under the radar, when Ayton goes off the floor, Kristich is also going to play at the next level and is also very capable of scoring inside and outside.
Absolutely.
Okay, last one for Thursday. My sister's second alma mater, Loyola Chicago, taking on Miami It's a very sneaky low line. Miami only laying 2. That's begging me to take Loyola. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that one. I'm a little bit surprised, even with the injury to Bruce Brown, that that's the line. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Quickly going through it here. An interesting one, obviously, SEC team Arkansas, maybe underperformed going down the stretch, and Butler, always a solid NCAA team. Butler is actually the – are they the higher seed in this one?
Butler is the 10 seed, so they are lower than the 7 seed Arkansas.
Okay, and Butler is actually laying 1.5. So that tells you what the odds makers think of Arkansas.
I think Arkansas is going to win by more than that. So I'll give it to Arkansas there.
Okay. You kind of picked you like Texas in the upset of Nevada, right?
I do.
Okay. That's pretty much a money line play right now as you look out there. Another close line, Creighton taking on Kansas State. I know Kansas State has been battling some injuries too. That line is Creighton -1.5.
I think Kansas State will win that because you have not just the best big man going on for Creighton and Martin Crumple, but he was probably the most intense and most passionate player in college basketball this year. And there's a lot of guys that are up for that. I'll say at least he's one of them. And the fact that they don't have him and what his passion also does for a locker room on the sidelines, not just on the court, as such a big body, a lane stuffer, I think that Kansas State is going to win that one.
Does Sparty have any major concerns with Bucknell?
Bucknell, I was actually in Buffalo last year for the first round region where Bucknell was able to give teams a lot of trouble, or team, I should say. But this year, Michigan State, especially because a couple years ago, they're in a similar region, I think the same region on the bracket. Syracuse was also in that region, ended up because, really, Middle Tennessee State beat Sparty in a 2-15 matchup. They were able to make a very shocking run to the Final Four. So Michigan State, I think, has a lot to prove, especially with a lot of controversy involving Tom Izzo this year. So I think Michigan State is going to be playing with chip on their shoulder and be playing positively, more so than a lot of people probably expect because of it. So I think Michigan State is going to roll. I don't think they're going to have much trouble for a while in this tournament.
And then the last one that I, especially a team that I've got a little bit of interest in now, Missouri, taking on Florida State. This game actually opened with Missouri a 1-point favorite, and now it's flipped to Florida State a 1.5-point favorite. You know, I don't think very highly of Florida State, and I didn't think very highly of Missouri until Porter came back. So what's to make of this?
So the news today was there's suspension in the second leading scorer for Missouri is now at least not going to be able to play this first game, it seems like. So Michael Porter Jr. was not supposed to start right away, but now he's being thrust in his second game, playing at the collegiate level, thrust into the starting lineup. This is a guy where, yes, obviously very rusty. He was not even supposed to play this year for the most part. And your thought that, at least I did, where maybe he's good enough and the kind of NBA name he is, so on and so forth, that he'd be able to not have those rust effects and have that issue. But he put up some points, but it was not an efficient manner that he was going on in the SEC tournament there alongside Jontay Porter, his brother that reclassified in order to play at least one season with him. Because of that, I don't know if Michael Porter Jr. would be able to put it together enough in this game. I picked Missouri, but I think Florida State might be able to win a close one because of not having Michael Porter Jr. yet being at 100%, because that second leading scorer is now looking like he's going to be suspended for this game.
All right. Then my last question would be, what is the biggest upset that is going to happen in round one?
I have
in your
out
mind.
Of the East region, it's a 13-4 game, Marshall over Wichita State. Now,
wow.
Marshall was a shock. Marshall was a shock to come out of the Conference USA. You had Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee State, UAB, who's a team that usually comes out of there over the last decade, and Old Dominion. Probably all four of those teams I would expect to be better off in terms of getting out of that conference tournament and into the Field of 68. But John Elmore, the point guard for the Thundering Herd. He returned to Marshall after testing NBA waters this offseason, and he makes this surprising tournament team in general a real Cinderella contender. I only have them winning one game, but probably enough, especially because it's against Wichita State, who, especially moving to more of a power conference in American this year, they are huge names. This would be a Cinderella run, even if it only stays at that one win. I mean, this is a guy averages, I believe, 23, 6, 7, and 2 steals as a point guard, and he'll be matched up in this game with Landry Shamet, who's probably going to be a first-round pick. So another future NBA point guard, so that's a huge individual battle to watch in this one. But on top of John Elmore, from a backcourt perspective, he has a very good complement in the front court in a Bosnian center, Aydin Panava, who is leading the country in shot blocking. So the fact that they have such good pieces, regardless of depth, they have one really, really top-flight backcourt player and one really, really top-flight frontcourt player, I think they're going to upset Wichita State.
That is a great nugget, because most of the time, America slurps up Wichita State. So to think of the Thundering Herd, who weren't expected to come out of the American Conference, that, I think that's a really under-the-radar, cool upset pick. You said you had a couple more from the other regions?
I think I've named most of these. So, yeah, I already named Texas, Nevada. I've already named San Diego State, Houston, and New Mexico State, Clemson.
Okay, there you go. There's your degenerate report. We hold you not accountable for any of this. It is your own money, bet at your own risk.
I like that. Hey, well, I need dollar,
dollar, dollar, that's what I need. Hey, said I need dollar, dollar, dollar. You can hear more of things like this on With an Ohio Bias. Be checking us out, withanohiobias.com. You can find us on iTunes, the full podcast on iTunes. Just search With an Ohio Bias. Give us a like, subscribe, and write us a review even. And we would really appreciate that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next time. Give me your dollar,